with SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Florida is making changes to its vaccine mandates.
Florida is phasing out all childhood vaccine mandates in the state. State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo called current requirements in schools and elsewhere an immoral intrusion on people's rights bordering on, quote, slavery, unquote. He also said it hurts parents' ability to make health decisions for their children. The state health department can scrap its own rules for some vaccine mandates, but others would require action by the Florida legislature. He didn't specify any particular vaccines, but repeated several times that the effort would end all of them. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Russia continues to bomb Ukraine, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Russia fired more than 500 drones and two dozen missiles at Ukraine overnight as Ukraine's president and European leaders push ahead with talks aimed at strengthening Ukrainian defenses, adding momentum to what has so far been unsuccessful U.S.-led peace efforts. The main Russian nighttime targets were on civilian infrastructure, particularly energy facilities, as another winter approaches 3 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian aerial assaults hitting civilian areas and the Russian army's drive to crush Ukrainian defenses along the front line have not abated in recent months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending a U.S. strike on a boat operated by an alleged Venezuelan gang and warned that such operations will happen again. Rubio added that previous U.S. interdiction efforts in Latin America have not worked. He said, what will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. He spoke Wednesday on a visit to Mexico. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 24, the NASDAQ up by 218. This is SRN News. A warning about a new service from Spotify, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
You sign up for the platform so you can stream music, but now Spotify is introducing a message option that will allow you to talk with other users. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says that's a bad idea, given how many young children are using the platform and how the DM option would make them vulnerable to sexual predators. The center tells the Christian Post that Spotify has a bad record resisting parental controls for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of last month's deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minnesota, dioceses across the country are looking to their security arrangements. Catholic leaders in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and Chicago have ordered all schools to go over their safety plans and ensure that churches and chapels are included. Protestant churches and other houses of worship have also been put on notice. This is SRN News. Prosecutors are struggling to convince D.C. grand juries to indict people arrested in President Trump's crackdown. More from Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
Federal grand jurors in the nation's capital have refused to indict two people charged separately with threatening to kill President Trump. It's rare for a grand jury to balk at returning an indictment, but it's happened at least seven times since Trump last month ordered a surge in patrols by federal agents and National Guard troops in Washington. One case involved a man charged with throwing a sandwich at a federal agent. After the grand jury refused to indict, prosecutors charged him with a misdemeanor. While the proceedings are secret, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says a grand jury's refusal to indict somebody for threatening to kill the president is the essence of a politicized jury. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.